This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Aaron Young, A-A-R-O-N-Y-O-U-N-G, date of birth 07-10-1997, date of appointment April 2nd, 2026, requesting physician Nicole Higgins, N-I-C-H-O-L-E-H-I-G-G-I-N-S-P-A. Dear Nicole Higgins, I have the pleasure of seeing Aaron Young today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is a 28-year-old right-handed man who is having a headache for the last 1 year. Headache is daily. It involves the left temple and behind the left ear. It is sharp, throbbing, pulsating, no nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, no phonophobia, sometimes dizziness, no visual phenomena. He tried Nartac, Imitrex, Imitriptyline, Furoset, and Topamax before. He recently prescribed Qulipta, which he did not start it. He has a history of epilepsy since the starting of migraine. He is having couple of seizure every week. Usually it is absence seizure. His head becomes foggy, eyes rolled back, becomes unresponsive, no tongue biting. Then he starts generalized tonic-clonic movement. He became incontinence of bowel. Seizure lasted 5 to 15 minutes. Postictal confusion present. He is drooling also. He is taking lacosamide, 200 milligram 2 times daily. It was prescribed by the neurologist at Saratoga. Initially, Keppra was tried also. Lacosamide did not control the seizure. Past medical history. Epilepsy, seizure, migraine, tobacco user, marijuana user. Past surgical history, wisdom, teeth extraction, allergy. Quetiapine medication, lacosamide 200 milligram 2 times daily, midazolam 5 milligram 0.1 ml intranasal, PRN for seizure, sumatriptan, socialist, smoke half a pack of cigarette per day, drink 1 to 2 beers every day, uses marijuana. He does not work. He is married, live with his wife, have 2 children. Family history, mother alive with epilepsy, father deceased with cancer of the lung. 6 sisters and 4 brothers. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having headache and seizure. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement, intra. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 28-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, migraine. Next paragraph. He is recently started on Qulipta. I will see how it will work. If this will not work for him for migraine, then I will change the medication. For seizure, he is taking Lacosamide 200 mg 2 times daily. I will continue that. But I would like to add Trileptal 150 mg PO 2 times daily. I would like to order EEG. If this EEG will be negative, then I will order the 24-hour ambulatory EEG. MRI findings are non-specific, but I will repeat the MRI in 1 year. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month.